Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game to protect king salmon bound for the Kisilov River is implementing the following personal use fishing regulation restrictions for the Kisilov River set gillnet fishery effective 6 a.m. Thursday, June 15th through 11 p.m. Saturday, June 24th. The daily fishing hours in the personal use set net gillnet fishery at the mouth of the Kisilov River will be reduced to 6 hours per day. The fishery will be open from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. daily from Thursday, June 15th through Sunday, June 18th, and fishery hours will be from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. from Monday, June 19th through Saturday, June 24th. The revised fishery opening hours are scheduled to provide fishing opportunity around high tide. ADF&G manages Kisilov River early run king salmon to achieve a sustainable escapement goal of 700 to 1400 nationally produced king salmon measured at the Crooked Creek facility weir. King salmon runs across Cook Inlet are at record low levels and are not showing signs of improvement. Without further reductions in potential harvest, it is likely the escapement goal will not be achieved. This gillnet fishery is managed in conjunction with the Upper Cook Inlet personal use fisheries on the Kenai, Kisilov, and Susitna Rivers and Fish Creek, and the total salmon household limit applies to a combination of all four fisheries. A 2023 Upper Cook Inlet personal use permit and a resident sport fishing license are required and must be in your possession while participating in the fishery. Only Alaska residents may participate in this fishery. For more details, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. The Kenai Peninsula Borough will host a Hazardous Waste Collection Day on Saturday, January 14th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Peninsula Landfill in Soldotna. This event is offered to minimize harmful toxins entering the landfill and is a free service to households. Businesses will be charged a fee. Also, households with 55 gallons or more total must pre-register. This is the second Hazardous Waste Collection Day for 2023 at the Central Peninsula Landfill. The Kenai Peninsula Borough's Hazardous Waste Disposal Program gives households and small businesses the opportunity to properly dispose of hazardous waste and chemicals. Improper disposal can contaminate water supplies, cause explosions and fires, and possesses a serious threat to waste collection workers. Hazardous Waste Collection Days are scheduled throughout the year at the Central Peninsula Landfill and the Homer and Sewer Transfer Facilities. Hazardous waste are waste that in sufficient quantities and concentrations pose a threat to human life, health, or the environment when improperly stored, transported, treated, or disposed. Hazardous household materials include antifreeze, art and hobby supplies, automotive batteries, non-automotive batteries limit up to 40 pounds daily, max 220 pounds per month, pesticides and herbicides up to 5 gallons or up to 40 pounds, photographic chemicals up to 5 gallons or up to 40 pounds, resins and adhesives up to 5 gallons or up to 40 pounds, and used oil. Waste not accepted include explosives, ammunition, blasting caps, gunpowder, and reactives, sodium metal, and radioactive wastes. For more details, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. The Hazardous Waste Collection Day is this Saturday at the Central Peninsula Landfill on the Sterling Highway in Soldotna. U.S. Senators Gary Peters, Democrat from Michigan, Chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, Suzanne Collins, Republican from Maryland, Tom Caper, Democrat from Delaware, and Lisa Murkowski, Republican from Alaska, introduced bipartisan legislation to extend federal programs to help support local fire departments across the country. The bill would reauthorize the Federal Emergency Management Agency's, or FEMA, staffing for adequate fire and emergency response grant program. The Assistance of Firefighters Grant Program and the United States Fire Administration. The programs are set to expire in the coming years and are used by local fire departments, used to address staffing needs, purchase equipment, develop fire training and education programs, and improve emergency medical services. Read more on this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.